Walt Havenstein smiled a lot during his campaign rollout in Concord, and so did the mostly establishment Republicans who turned out to support him. The 64-year-old former CEO of BAE Systems brings years of executive experience and an ability to help fund his own campaign. Havenstein's an engineer by training and a former Marine colonel. He was blunt as he spoke before a crowd that included former governors Steve Merrill and Craig Benson.
I know we can do better.
Havenstein says he's running because New Hampshire faces problems, including slow economic growth and out-migration by the young that its current leader can't handle.
Ladies and gentlemen, Governor Hassan is a good person, but she doesn't know what to do to end the stagnation and get New Hampshire's economy moving again.
Havenstein's stated goal is to make New Hampshire the best place in the Northeast to do business. But to do that, he says, New Hampshire needs to lower its energy costs, ease regulation, hold the line on taxes, and resist rather than embrace Obamacare, as New Hampshire did when it expanded Medicaid.
And the reason I really think it's a bad policy is I don't trust the federal government to fulfill its obligations into perpetuity when it comes to paying for it.
Havenstein's comments drew cheers, but his critique of policies favored by Governor Hassan, and these range from Medicaid expansion and expanded gambling to raising the gas tax, did make for an awkward moment or two for some of the Republicans standing at Havenstein's side. Senate President Chuck Morse, for instance, is a huge backer of gambling, and Morse and Senate Majority Leader Jeb Bradley both worked hard to pass Medicaid expansion. Bradley says in an election year, Republicans need to focus on the big picture.
There's always going to be, are people going to, in the Republican side, agree with him or agree with me on every issue? No. But, you know, in terms of the overall direction and leadership and capability to solve problems, he's, I think, very capable.
History suggests he'll need to be to make it to the corner office this year. Just two governors in the last 100 years have been denied a second term. Havenstein says that's immaterial, but also gave some indication he knows what he's up against.
I can't make an argument about the history of one-term governors, because I'm only talking in the context of right now and what the future of this state holds for us.
Havenstein's immediate future is the Republican primary, where he faces Bristol GOP activist Andrew Hemingway. In a statement, Hemingway said he expected their race to be one of ideas. Governor Hassan's campaign manager, meanwhile, noted that New Hampshire's jobless rate dipped to 4.5% in March and said Hassan plans to continue to work towards, quote, bipartisan solutions to keep the economy moving forward. For NHPR News, I'm Josh Rogers.